Today, we'd like to see the title Exchange for His Soul in Matthew 16, verses 9-28. To another people through MP3 or YouTube channel on theirs, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1 in verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And he left and departed. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question in verse 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of things of God, but things of man." Explain it compared with the previous verse 17, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 3 in verse 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What does it mean, and what can you learn from here? In the last time in Matthew 16:18, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We observe that Peter, or little stone's compassion, that Jesus the rock is Christ the Son of God, is the foundation of the church. Upon Jesus, this rock, or chief cornerstone, as Peter taught, Jesus himself is building his church where the power that's held by Satan, the son of perdition, cannot prevail until the Lord reveals to Satan. Note this rock is not Peter, called as Satan by Jesus in verse 23. Verse 19, verse 1, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Kingdom of heaven, not physical, tangible, or material thing, but intangible or spiritual thing. Romans chapter 14, 17. So not, you know, eating food, you know, kind of thing. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Every Christian who did the same compassion as Peter's asks whatever on earth according to God's will, the Lord in heaven will answer. For example, you can bind the power of darkness or forgive others' debts through prayer according to God's will. Book of Acts chapter 7, 59-60. "And they stoned Stephen, and he was calling on God, saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." So that pray. Luke 11:11. "If a son asks for bread for any father among you, will he give him a stone? For if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of fish?" Matthew 18:18-20. "Or should I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." John 20:23. "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained." So based upon that is the issue is according to God's law. Verse 20. "Then he commanded his disciples, and they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ." Jesus told his disciples not to tell anybody about Jesus the Christ because they did not understand fully what kind of Messiah to come. not a military command, but a suffering servant, as even prophets had prophesied. Daniel 9:26. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood, until the end of the world desolate are determined. Isaiah 53. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. So, the suffering. 21. From that time, meaning from the recognition of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, in the verse 16, all disciples' recognition, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Jesus' first teaching for his death and resurrection, followed by two times more teachings to make them understand in full. Matthew 17:23. They will kill him. Third day he will be raised up. And they were exceeding in sorrowful. Matthew 20:19. And deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and crucify. The third day he will rise again. So that three times Jesus taught his disciples. 22. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, and saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." It's so urgent that Peter took Jesus aside and rebuked Jesus with a conditional love, not unconditional agape love. "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." Peter's preconception about Messiah to be, such as military commands, blocked Peter to hear to be raised the third day, but suffer many killed. So Peter forsook God's will about Messiah's suffering part in verse 20. In preconceived Messiah, the military commander without suffering part is similar to Satan's temptation of Jesus about glory part, regardless of God's will. Our pool opens God's will as Jesus' ransom. Our pool open the heart to God's voice is highly exalted or highly recommended. Matthew 4:8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus sent him away with you, Satan, for it is written, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of things of God, but the things of man." Peter failed to discern whether his saying was from God's mind or from his own mind, because he was not mindful of things of God, but things of man, unlike his compassion of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. 4. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. In verse 17, God wanted us to love God in top priority, to be mindful of things of God over things of man. 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Jesus showed us how to follow him with how Jesus had followed God the Father. Be mindful of Jesus, who was mindful of God. Number one, deny flesh in you. Take a bondservant of the Lord, as Jesus did not claim his deity to God, but took the form of a bondservant. Number two, obey to take your cross, or God's personal calling. As Jesus obeyed to take the cross, God's personal calling, for ransom for all people. In full depth, Philippians 2:5-8. Let this mind be in you, was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, take the form of a bond servant, coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. 25. For whoever desires to save his life will lose, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Two types of life for humans. One physical life by each mother's womb, and the other spiritual life by God. So every Christian physically born by each mother's womb must be born again of the Spirit in order to save your physical life when you deny your spiritual life, in order to save your spiritual life. When you deny Jesus the Lord rather than any others, such as Caesar, the Roman Emperor, a king, mother's son, you will lose your spiritual life or eternal life. John chapter 3, 5. Jesus answered, most truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, water is repentance to us, the word of God, and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Loses his life for my sake, find it. When you say Jesus the Lord before Caesar, you would lose your physical life, but you will have spiritual life or eternal life. Love him in top right in the syntax of the last last teaching in Matthew chapter 10:37-39. Who loves the father or mother more than me not worthy of me, and who loves the son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross follow after me not worthy of me. Who will find his life will lose it. He will lose his life for my sake will find it. The other way. Then 27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Jesus' return in glory is prophesied many times in the Bible. For example, Daniel 7:13-14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Reward each according to his work. The Lord will reward each disciple or Christian according to his spiritual works, or his works by God the Spirit, not flesh works to be burned by fire. 1 Corinthians 3:15-13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. 20. Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. All his disciples died before his return in glory, that this verse was fulfilled 6 days later at his transfiguration, which appeared Moses and Elijah, which Peter, James, and John saw. Matthew 17:1-3. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. We covered all three questions, so let's sing all together Maranatha song.